Smith, here's a record by the Goofus Five and their enlarged orchestra. It was more than a five-piece band. Of course, it had Bill Moore on it, Adrian Rollini, and Red Nichols, and Irving Brodsky. Do you remember him?
Yeah, piano.
Yeah, he was a piano player.
Yeah.
And this one, the name of it is Deep Night. And according to Brian Rust, it was Seeger Ellis that did the vocal. And your name is on the record. And we want to play it and see. But you say you recall the record.
Yes.
Do you recall anything more of that particular session? It was February 28th, 1929.
No, I can't say that I do. I remember the names and the people and the tune itself.
Well, we'll play Deep Night, and then the flip side will be by the Dorsey Brothers.
Bringing you near, nearer and dearer to me.
Next we come to a Columbia record. 2320 is the number. And the first side is passing the time with you. And the flip side will be You're Simply Delish. This again will be followed by another Columbia record, 2350. There's Something Missing in Your Eyes. And on the flip side, 9 Little Miles from 1010 Tennessee.
You remember any of the personnel on that 1010 Tennessee?
Yes, I do. And you remember, this is the number I made with Duke Ellington.
Yeah.
But this is my band, and there is an outstanding phrase and by one of my most favorite trumpet players, Manny Klein. Listen for it.
Okay.
Carver, I just wanted to mention here that this next selection is a record that Smith made with Art Kahn's orchestra on the old Mellotone label. The title, If You Were Only Mine, and if you listen closely, you'll hear Smith humming and singing along with the orchestra toward the end of this record. Smith and Tommy are taking a brief time out. Here is a record that Smith made on the old Perfect label. The title, The Night is Young, and the reverse, When I Go Too Old to Dream. Thank you.
is young, and so am I. A cricket sighs, and I hear you sighing too. The night is young, and so are you. And through it all, I can hear your beauty call, like a shy persuading whisper in the sweet stillness. My heart is yours, just as yours belongs to me. The night is young, and so are we.
Come to a Mellotone record, number 350901. The title, What a Little Moonlight Can Do. Remember that one?
What's that?
And when you turn it over, you'll hear every single little tingle of my heart.
You remember those?
Yes, I do.
That's a good title.
Thank you.
Smith, we're going into some records now that were strictly studio recordings, I imagine, because the first one was called Dick Sherwin and his orchestra, and there really wasn't a Dick Sherwin, I don't think.
I certainly don't recognize the name, no.
And evidently, they just picked out any name to put on some of them. However, you're listed on it as a vocal.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. It's on Romeo 1774.
Well, I should like to hear it.
Good Night Moon is the name. Singing good last night on those melatones.
Oh, yeah?
See how you are this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
know the sun would shine for me. I'd find my happiness to be in your caress. Every tear and every tear I'd lose here. If you could understand, I know you'd lend a hand to all the dreams I've planned for you. Life would be so divine, I'd worship at your shrine. Sweetheart, if you were only mine.
Been a recording contractor there.
Lou Gould, I recall very well, yes. And he used the best musicians available in New York at the time. And I don't recall this record.
Oh, it's really. RAO 2248.
Call That Little Boy of Mine. Huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to hear it.
The next one is a Romeo 1275. Called Marta.
Oh, yes. I remember Gold again. Yes, yes, I do. I remember Marta.
Well, we'll see. That last one, you were good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Little boy of mine.